Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where do we begin today? Excuse me. There is truly too much news to report. And I know I say that all the time, but I mean, there are days where it really is overwhelming. And here's the reason. It's not little tidbits of news. It's major stuff. It is all worthy of major discussion. And here's the reason why. Leftists are evil. And when I tell you that, that's being nice. Is there a word that we can use that's worse than evil? Because I'd like to know what it is so I can use it against leftists. They are evil. And here's the thing. They do evil 24/7. Folks, there is no rest in them doing evil. And when there's, I would love to tell you there's a break, you know, that they go, ooh, on the day, on Sunday they rested, or whatever the evil day is, they rested. They don't. They are doing evil 24/7, and then they have another crew that is covering up their evil 24/7. And I know I'm not the only one that thinks this. I know there are many of you who are out there who believe this. And think about this. Consider all that has to happen to cover up their scandals. And they have plenty of scandals. Stealing elections. And then creating chaos like the January 6th nonsense to cover up their lies. What about everything we're now discovering about this Wu Flu nonsense, right? Sudden adult death syndrome. Yeah, whatever. You take the vaccine, you're going to drop. You're going to stop drop, but you ain't going to roll. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I get sick of, look, this is a repetitive cycle. And I don't know about you, but I don't deal in insanity. I want to fix stuff. I want things to get resolved. I want people to have an understanding that, look, we are not here to cause trouble. I don't come on this radio show every day. Excuse me. I don't come on this radio show every day so I can go, oh, I'm going to go get me a lefty. I can't stand him. Oh, look at this. Look at that. I come on this show to protect us. In other words, to expose what these people are doing and say to you, get in the fight. These are evil, evil folks. We're going to discuss what Matt Gaetz said that the House is going to do to expose that J6 nonsense. And let me tell you, the leftists are fearful. They are scared to death of what's going to happen in the House. It's crazy. And by the way, because the Republicans now control the House barely, they kicked off Schiff and Omar and Swalwell off of the Foreign Services Committee and Foreign Intelligence, rather. And the question you got to be asking yourself is, how are these people even on it? What can the House now expose about what these people did while they were on that committee? Because let's remember, Swalwell was messing around with a Chinese spy and nothing happened. He stayed on committee. Omar hates America and she's on the committee. Schiff is a lying scumbag and he's on the committee. Nothing he said has been proven correct. If the Republicans do their job over the next 2 years, we can eradicate these leftist weenies and worms, because I'm being nice, folks. You can just stop. So, Kevin, you're name calling. Kevin, you're being a little baby. Whatever. Uncle Fester. Hey, you still out there, Uncle Fester, listening to the program? Look, before I even get into these hotter topics, Biden's classified documents, look at what we deal with daily. When I talk about the news, I'm going to tell you, this is what we're looking at daily. Rampant inflation, Bidenflation. House prices through the mortgage rates through the roof. And now the value of properties are dropping like a rock because people are going, I got to get this house though. And look, there are people upside down now trying to figure out how do we get it out of the market to sell and buy here because the interest rates are going through the roof. Credit card interest rates going through the roof. The ability to borrow money, practically non-existent now. I could go on. Bidenflation hitting, I mean, kicking people in the naughty bits all day long and twice on Sunday, and they don't say a word. The price of eggs, staple items that people need and use every day, 2x, 3x higher than what they should be, not a word. We've lived through 2 years of rampant inflation under Biden after coming off one of the best economic four-year periods in American history under Trump. Deficit shooting up like crazy. Congress still spending money, though, like drunk sailors. People are struggling, folks, and many are giving up. Suicides up, unemployment up, etc. Drug abuse up, domestic violence up, crime way up. These numbers are staggering, and they don't say a word. Leftists are still promoting drag shows in schools, still teaching racism under the guise of CRT, critical race theory, like we don't understand race. Americans understand race better than anybody. ESG and DEI. Was it diversity, equity, and inclusion? It's diversity, inclusion, and equity, and its acronym is DIE, because that's what should happen to it. Anyway, you look at everything. I'm talking about the day-to-day stuff that goes on, and you know, if you got to fill the news cycle, and this is what you end up with. You're going, okay, just dealing with day-to-day. Have we even gotten into our dealings with Ukraine, the billions that are being shipped over there while we ignore the people that are hurting the most over here? Have we gotten into the energy policy that is impacting people who are freezing to death in the winter and burning up in the summer? And the different policies that these clowns are trying to implement so they can steal your cars, make your house available to anybody? Have we talked about the border issue and the invasion and that photo op where they cleaned everything up to make it look like there is no invasion here? Yeah, the same way they cleaned up that vote to make it look like Joe Biden actually got 81 million votes. The same way they cleaned up the vote to make it look like Arizona is not a red state. What next? Texas? Let me tell you, folks, you better get in the game. Now we learn Joe Biden hid a document, and this was a couple days ago, and I didn't even cover it because to me it was like it's such a double standard. Do we even really need to cover it? It's gotten to the point of ridiculousness on the left that you got to cover it. You want to know what the ridiculousness is? They didn't raid Joe Biden to find this stuff. They raided Donald Trump. But the pathological liar with the crackhead son, well, no. No harm, no foul. That's what the women of The View said and many others. We got a lot when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Matt Gaetz and the other holdouts for McCarthy to be Speaker. Those who didn't vote for him, the 20 or so, and then whatever the number turned out to be, they made the Republicans better. They made this Republic better. They didn't just let him shoehorn himself in and say, yo, you're an elite. Nobody should question who you are. That is not what we do. There are no royal people in America. We are all Americans. And Kevin McCarthy, you are no better than any private citizen. You're just a citizen that we elected to do a job for us. You're an employee. And on behalf of the citizens, Matt Gaetz and many others held these people accountable and said, we're not going to roll over the way Dan Crenshaw wanted to do. Welcome back, folks. We got a lot to talk about, but I want to really stress that that was a big deal. And the concessions that came out of that, and we're going to talk about it later, that they're going to expose 14,000 hours of January 6th tape. Now, here's what I hope they do. I hope the Republicans cherry pick it the way the Democrats did. Say, here's all 14,000 hours, but let us make we're going to show you the stuff that they didn't want to show you. And here's our consolidated mashup of everything that they wouldn't show you. Then you can go look. Because here's the thing. Nobody's going to go look at 14,000 hours of those tapes. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You, by the way, are amazing as well. You are what gave Matt Gaetz the backbone to do what he did. I'm talking about the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. All you MAGA Republicans are the reason this country works. Consider America without your efforts, that little effort you put in every day, listening to shows like this, repeating what you hear, doing your research, finding out about stuff, and then telling the truth about it. And even better, being willing to discuss it openly and honestly and say, what are your thoughts about this? I tell you all the time, I will debate anybody anytime on this program, as long as you're cordial. You can come on anytime. We are open for discussion. There is no policy position, nothing that has come out of my mouth that I'm not willing to debate and listen to somebody else talk about it. And you know what? If you win, here's the beauty of it. I'll say, way to go. You changed my mind. It's like, you ever see that show, Penn and Teller Fool Me? I love that show. Because most of the comics, they can't. Most of the magicians can't fool them. But every now and then, somebody fools them. And that's great. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for more knowledge, things that make you stronger, things that strengthen your argument, or make you change course so that you do something better. What better in life than doing that? It's called discovery. Anyway, you folks are amazing. I'm going to tell you that right now. You are the smartest people on the... I say this on the show periodically. Probably should say it more. We will put something out that we think is clever, and the people that come in and start giving their answer, you know, like commenting on what we said, your stuff is genius. Never underestimate who you are and what your contribution is, because we appreciate it. And I've given shout-outs to people I used to work with, friends and family, Andy and his family, many others I got to meet up with when I'm in Dallas. I'm going to see Ross Perot Jr. while I'm there and hang out with him because we're pretty good buddies. And a lot of my friends, and I talk about Bob and Carol, I talk about Albert, who is an amazing patriot, listens to the program, spreads the word, many others. And let me tell you, I could spend 50 shows and not thank everybody who needs to be involved and who's been involved and who's helped us. Because you're amazing. And you're what keeps people coming back, you know, coming back to the conservative movement and not just abandoning. And let me tell you, if it weren't for you exposing these lies and sticking to your guns, you know how many of you stuck to this idea that you shouldn't be getting these vaccines? You stuck to the idea that we did get cheated in these elections. You stuck to the idea that January 6th was a Democrat-inspired, nonsensical, finger quotes, riot, all to cover up their dirty deeds. That they really do want to get your guns, and they really do want to get you lockdowns, and they really do want to impede on your freedoms. I mean, we could go on. And you are the only thing standing between. Forget the military. You are the only thing standing between. You want to talk about first responders? That's what you are. We're going to discuss this Biden document dump, especially considering the double standard of how it's being handled by the FBI and this so-called media. We'll discuss it because it's deserved of it. It proves the double standard that exists today, sadly, and it gives you even more ammunition when people go, oh, great, so you raid Mar-a-Lago, but you let Biden get away with whatever, right? Now, I saw this story. I haven't looked at it. Have you guys? I'm looking at my producers here. Look, the WWE, did it get sold? The wrestling group, did it get sold to the Saudis? I heard it was, because if it is, it's a strange sale to me. See, the Saudis have gotten involved in golf, and they've invited all these male golfers to come over and play in the LIV Tour. L-I-V is what they call it. So I can see golf. It's a male dominate. There is a LPGA, but I'm saying you can pick and say, I only want the male version. So I see that. Saudis said, no, we just want the guys. And they start this tour run by Greg Norman, but WWE, it's integrated. There are women in WWE. I mean, they look like dudes. Maybe the Saudis will claim that these women are not really women because, you know, it is a fleeting definition among the left. I don't know how they're going to handle it. Because you're going to let scantily clad women wrestle in Saudi Arabia. I mean, how are you going to do this? Now, the new prince, the prince who's running the kingdom, he is a progressive dude. So maybe he's like, you know, I like wrestling, so I decided to buy WWE. I don't know. I'm just curious. Now, I know you're going, Kevin, that's not a big story. It is a big story. It's a big story internationally, because now, is this guy really challenging Muslims to say, stop being who you are? We're going to adopt the ways of the Americans. We're going to play their games. We're going to get involved in their sports. We're going to embrace women in these things. What are the long-range implications of this? It's got long-range implications. Probably not so much we should talk about here, but maybe in a panel discussion. It's something that we do down the road. Here's another thing that's leaking out. Information about the death poke has breached the levee, and now stories are pouring in about heart attacks around the country. Here's one. A junior male student at Western Brown Local Schools died suddenly from cardiac arrest. His name was Blaze Jacobs, for those of you who wants to look up the show. He was 17. Suffered a medical emergency. This was on Monday while he was at school. Rushed to Cincinnati Children's Hospital, given CPR for more than an hour, but he died. Anybody want to guess whether or not this kid got the death poke? We don't know. You want to know why? Because they don't want to tell you. When these people are dropping dead, you know that what's always missing from the story?
Well, we don't know if he took the vaccine.
Well, we do. And how about the Pentagon dropping their vaccine mandate? Anybody think that Damar Hamlin's near-death experience helped with this decision? More on that in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A special counsel will investigate the discovery of classified documents in an old office and the personal home of President Biden. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he received the initial investigation conducted by the U.S. attorney in Chicago.
I concluded that under the special counsel regulations, it was in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
That special counsel is Robert Hur, a former assistant U.S. attorney who's now in private practice.
Crews are working all over California to fix power lines and cut up downed trees, victims of the relentless line of storms blasting the Pacific coast. And wind and possible tornadoes are plaguing the deep south today. Several homes and other structures in western Alabama damaged by a line of storms this morning. More flights, more cancellations today as the nation airlines try to recover from yesterday's four-hour grounding caused by the failure of a computer system. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder what would happen if the government actually did its job? I mean, truly solved problems, lived up to the mission of the government and its vision and what it's supposed to do for this country. What would happen? What would we be talking about today? If politicians got together, and even if they have different ways of approaching it, like it used to be with Democrats and Republicans, they had different ways of approaching a problem, but they truly wanted to solve the problem. You want to balance the budget. You want to live within the means. You want to limit government. You want a safer communities all over the country. You want better schools and better educated populace. You want people working and wanting to work and having a zest and a zeal to want to contribute to the country. You want to build a country that people are proud of and not deriding and decrying all the time. And I could go on. What if government really worked to make this, make the nation better, to lift people up? What if they did that? Okay, now ask yourself this. Are you doing that? When you say, listen, stop teaching racism to our kids, stop sexualizing our kids and let them come to their sexual age naturally and let the parents be involved. Hey, speaking of which, how about you have an understanding that the kids belong to the parents? How about that? Tell me any of this that contradicts something that the left would not want to be a part of. Is there a leftist that has a baby and says, I don't own this kid. This is not my kid. This kid belongs to the government. I can't imagine that even those knuckleheads believe that. What about the crime rate? How about we legitimately look at crime and look at the causes of it and say, okay, we understand there's a criminal element. There are some people born bad. But how about we encourage people to do the right thing and we set up scenarios where they are going to do the right thing? So we improve poor neighborhoods. Notice I didn't say black neighborhoods. We improve neighborhoods that would lend themselves to people doing the wrong thing. Because being wrong, that's a behavior. That's not a DNA thing. That ain't just for black folks, people. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. One thing is for sure, folks. With this government, we will never know what it's like to try to actually solve problems. And that's why I'm fine with gridlock. That's how government was built, to debate and only let the best come through. That's when I started the Black Sphere brand. It was for that reason only. I only wanted the best thoughts to come through. But our gridlock, folks, is far worse. It only lets the worst come through. Again, welcome to Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You want to know what the worst is right now? Look at the FBI. We had terrorist attacks where the FBI knew the persons of interest and didn't stop the attacks. Go look at the last four or five or six attacks. You know what you'll find? Oh, they were on the FBI's list. Well, why didn't they stop it? Too busy messing with us. Too busy looking into Russian collusion and Ukrainian nonsense and Chinese stuff involving Trump. When meanwhile, back at the ranch, as they used to say, here's Joe Biden, involved, his son and his family involved with all of them. And the FBI goes, well, what are you talking about? I don't see you. In the old world, folks, we might have blamed it on incompetence. But in the new world of leftism, we must wonder how the FBI fits into their evil scheme. Consider the SCOTUS leaker. Not a word on who that might be. Now, I don't know about you. I think it's pretty important to know if we have a mole inside of the Supreme Court. How long should an investigation of this type take for us to know who leaked that information? Is John Durham investigating this? And now what do we get? We get a Biden. Oh, well, he had classified documents, but it's okay because he's Joe Biden. Look, folks, say what you want about Donald Trump, but I'm going to tell you something. Things have a way of being revealed to support Donald Trump. Think about it. Trump's about talks about cheating in elections, talks about January 6th. You're about to get a core dump on it. He talked about the media, how they were conspiring against him and working with social media, that they were the ones really influencing elections. And what has happened? What happens? Elon Musk buys Twitter, and we get a dump on that. You want to talk about Wu Flu? We're waiting on the Fauci files. Anybody think that we're going to learn something new that the common sense people, the anti-vaxxers, as they like to call us, or you think we're going to learn something new in the Twitter files, or do you think it's going to validate everything that we've already been saying and everything Trump was saying? They delegitimized Trump when he said, take hydroxychloroquine or take ivermectin. Oh, it's a horse dewormer. Then we find out not only does it stop the nonsense of the Wu Flu virus, it actually may cure cancer. But we're the idiots, right? Let's go back to Biden's classified information in his archive. What did they do to Trump? They raided Mar-a-Lago. Raided it. A true raid. You know, no advance warning. No, Mr. President, we'd like to come in. We think you might have some classified documents. We just want to take a look or whatever. But with Joe Biden, no. Here's how CBS reported it. The material was identified by personal attorneys of Mr. Biden on November the 2nd, just before the midterm elections. So before the midterm elections, we learned that Joe Biden has been hiding classified documents. And that's what they would have been telling you if Trump were president. Richard Sauber, special counsel to the president, is the one who confirmed this. The documents were discovered when Mr. Biden's attorneys, personal attorneys, were, quote, packing files housed in a locked closet to prepare to vacate office space at the Penn Center in Washington, D.C. Here's what I want you to understand. Joe Biden's hiding files. It has classified information. Who knows about what? Because he's very transparent in not letting us see anything. And we learned that the guy who's the biggest pathological liar, whose son is a crackhead running the company's crooked enterprise, has hidden documents. And but no harm, no foul. No, he didn't mean anything. No need for an FBI raid. Because there's certainly no indicators that Joe Biden or Hunter have done anything wrong. I hope you sense my sarcasm here. He said the documents were contained in a folder that was in a box with other unclassified papers. So, like Hillary Clinton, who said, I didn't pass any classified information. Then they look at her emails and go, are you kidding me? Negro, please, you've been passing. There's all kinds of classified information here. You know, the little C designation, that was the giveaway, Hillary. Here's the thing. The discovery of these documents was made by the president's attorneys. The documents were not the subject of any previous request or inquiry by the archives. Notice how everything's a cover. Everything's a cover. Notice there was no inquiry by the archives for Trump stuff. Or why would they do that? Let's say there were inquiries. Why would they do it? But there weren't any for Joe. They want to make it clear. Hey, nobody was looking for this. We just happened to discover it. He said, since the discovery, Biden's personal attorneys have cooperated with the archives and the Department of Justice in a process to ensure that the Obama-Biden administration records are appropriately in the possession of the archives. So Joe Biden does exactly what Donald Trump does, and you know what they, it's not a big deal. Let's just everybody start going back to what we were doing before. Okay, let's forget about it. Well, Donald Trump's not forgetting about it. This is from Just the News. They said, former President Trump is taking full payback swing over revelations late Monday that Biden had potentially classified documents in an office he used after serving as vice president. Trump, who is facing a federal investigation into whether he took classified White House materials when he moved to Florida, asked on social media, why didn't the Justice Department announce the highly classified documents found in the office before the 2020 elections? Biden's lawyers disclosed to the government attorneys on, remember this date, folks, November the 2nd of last year, 2022, 6 days before the midterms. Now, I'm not going to tell you that, this was going to impact the midterms. This has nothing to do with the impact of the midterms. The Democrats, pardon me, had already lost in the midterms. The fix was in, so they were going to win, but this wasn't going to be the deciding factor. People can't stand Democrats. Is this a secret? I think you already know this, but let me make sure you don't tell anybody, because maybe I just told you a secret. But here's the deal. Nobody likes Democrats. They go on to tell you where the documents were, blah, blah, blah. Trump says, you know what? Did you know that the Penn Center, the University of Pennsylvania, where this center operates, received $54.6 million in donations from China? $23.1 million in anonymous gifts starting in 2016. And that's where Biden hides his documents. Can you imagine if Donald Trump, they discovered classified materials in a location where the Chinese were giving that kind of coin, and Donald Trump goes, I wasn't aware. It was my attorneys that found it. What would be happening? You think it would be a big news story? This news story is being, you got to look at the leftists and how they're handling this. The View goes, he didn't mean anything by it. It was another big deal. It never is when it's leftist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want you to think of all that the left have put the Trump family through. They've looked at every transaction that family has done. Ivanka, Eric, Don Jr., even Barron, for all, you know, all intents and purposes. They looked at everything. They have crawled in that family's finances with a microscope, up their butts with a microscope, an electron microscope, looking for any type of impropriety. The Trump family divested themselves of everything while they, and by the way, I'm not defending them. I'm just telling you the facts. This family said, we want no ability for anybody to say that, you know, there's collusion or any bad optics or anything. So they cleaned themselves completely. Donald Trump, he provided everything he's legally supposed to. When he didn't, they went and investigated stuff. And as he proved the Rachel Maddow, he beat her to the punch on his 2015 taxes and left her vamping for an hour because it turned out the guy gave an exorbitant amount of money and paid an exorbitant amount of money in taxes and hadn't used the loophole that would have let him get out of some other stuff. But they went after him. Where are Hunter Biden's taxes? Why didn't he divest of anything? And why was there no discussion of that? Instead, we've got controversy in countries where we are dealing with foreign policy. And you know what? The Biden family is corrupted. There's so many nations that have so much dirt on the Bidens, they can't do anything without checking with an overseer. And what about Biden's taxes? Don't we have enough information to say, look, I think it's worth us having a look-see, given all that we've learning about the big guy? Can't we at least take a peek at his, at what's going on with his taxes and follow the money? I know there was one, was it Schweikert, investigative reporter that said, here's, look, I can't give you definitive proof, but I can give you a bunch of breadcrumbs. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I guess the FBI is too busy harassing conservatives to go actually look at real criminal activity at the highest order, at the presidency and his family, that criminal enterprise. Or maybe they're still trying to find that SCOTUS leaker. Oh, no, no, no. No, I know what it is. They're still looking for the Tea Party racist. Is there not enough controversy, folks, circling around the Biden family that the FBI or whatever investigative agency in the government says that nobody's above the law, we're going to go look into this? You want to know why people aren't doing it? They're scared to death. They do, even as a bureaucrat, you're going, if I get this assignment, they're going to look at my dirt, and then I'm not going to be able to do anything. They're going to take away my credibility. Is there not anybody in D.C. that doesn't have dirt that they can go look into this stuff? I'm telling you, the cabal is bigger than you think. You make somebody mad in these leftist-controlled cities, and that's why you can't get attorneys to take your cases for legitimate cases. In a big city, in D.C., they're like, mm-mm, because I got to go deal with Judge Lefty Left, and he's going to get me. I can win the case, but I'll be persona non grata. Folks, I'm not joking about this. These are the facts. And this is why, you know, people turn out, we can't get anything done. So until we control the judiciary, until we control all the processes in this food chain, we're not going to be winning. That's why when you look at Trump's real legacy, it was appointing all those judges that were right-leaning judges. So what we're talking about, folks, is the discovery of these classified documents in Biden's possession at the leftist think tank. And they just happened upon them while his attorneys were looking for something. And, oh, we made the declaration. You know what happened? Somebody found this out and said, you better tell it or else. Get it out there. Try to get in front of it, whatever. If Biden wouldn't have said a word. You can bet they would have just swept this under the rug, taken this stuff over to the archives and said, no harm, no foul. Don't believe what they're telling you. Now, I don't know all the details, but I can guarantee you this is not magnanimous, like, oh, well, we found these documents and we wanted to do the right thing or whatever. Who tipped them off about Trump? And, oh, while we're on the subject of the Mar-a-Lago raid, what's the outcome? Big media splash.
Oh, Donald Trump, maybe he's got the nuclear codes. Maybe he's working with the Russians in these classified documents. Nothing.
I'll ask you this. What do you think's in Biden's stuff? Fast and furious documents? Maybe some Benghazi stuff? Maybe he had the nuclear codes, but Obama handed them to him and he forgot. Oh, that's right. He was supposed to be curing cancer. Maybe he cured cancer in those classified documents. Or maybe he's hiding his grift. Maybe those classified documents expose Joe Biden as he started to set up his little fiefdom so he and Hunter and the rest of the Biden gang could start making money. Because Joe, if you look at his taxes, went from famine to feasting. Don't believe me. I did it. I had the team research it. This guy was barely getting by, and suddenly, Joe's worth millions. He's got multiple houses. Now, look, I'm not mad at him because I bet Joe was looking at what everybody else is doing around there going, man, shoot, why can't the Bidens get what we need? Look at Pelosi. Look at Liz Cheney. People have been for years concerned about how the Bidens have been doing their business dealings and what impact it's had on America, because it's a legitimate question. Now, the media would shut you down for asking that question in the past. They can't do it anymore because we have social media people like Wimkin, which I'm on, W-I-M-K-I-N. By the way, if you're having trouble getting on Wimkin.com and finding me, please let me know, because I have a few friends that are going, Kevin, I'm trying to connect, man. I couldn't get on. So, because I'm telling the tech team to make sure that you can get on there. But 8 million people over there, 500,000 on there any given day. I'm on there every day. I'm going to be posting videos. I'm going to be hosting shows there. I'm going to be doing virtual sessions. Get on Wimkin.com. Anyway, Trump's questioning what the whole thing with Biden and how it all seems to work out the timing. Here's what he said. Wow, the Biden think tank is funded by China. That's what he put on Truth Social. The amount was $54 million that the Biden think tank received from China. That's a lot of money. They saw the classified documents. Then they Just for News said this. Well, they pointed out that at Biden's interview on 60 Minutes last year, after the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago in Florida to recover these classified documents that were going to just be this is horrible. Oh, he called it totally irresponsible. And he asked, how could that possibly happen? Well, it happened to Biden. What? What are you going to blame it on now? And let me tell you, I don't know what Trump's doing in the PR world, because he sucks at PR. He may be good at PR for his buildings and stuff like that, but as a former president or whatever, he sucks at it. But and the Republican Party, but I would be bludgeoning people with, it was totally irresponsible. How could that possibly happen? And I would show Joe Biden, oh, we're cooperating. And that was the next statement. The White House has confirmed that it is cooperating with the Justice Department into this investigation. Well, how are you cooperating? Look, the DOJ is owned by the Democrats. So the cooperation is no harm, no foul. It's sweeping under the rug. Let me put it this way. They're going to have a really difficult time doing anything with Trump's documents at this point, right? Unbelievable, the double standard that we deal with. And look, we spent a little bit of extra time on this, but it was worth it because, again, I want to point back to every time somebody wants to jump on Donald Trump and remind us how bad a guy he is, he's mean tweets, and he didn't do this or do that, and I will agree with you that Donald Trump shouldn't have been talking smack about DeSantis. One of my friends, we were having this discussion the other day, and she says, well, he stopped. Now, he never should have started. But in spite of all of that, I will give him credit for this. The dude is absolutely right about how they treat him, and it's always coming to light. I don't know what it is. It seems like God has providence over everything, but he's exposing this stuff little by little. And I think what this is going to do is it's going to bolster Trump at a time when he think he might be getting the knockout punch, because the left are after him, the rhinos are after him, etc. And everybody's looking at DeSantis as the new white hope. And Trump comes in and says, see, I told you what they were up to.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.